This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Over 1,800 adults and children in Metro Denver need revaccinations. The Colorado Health Department and CDC determined that the Family Medicine Clinic for Health Equity mishandled COVID-19 vaccinations at its off-site clinics. The state temporarily paused the clinics from administering more vaccines until changes were made. Health officials say the Family Medicine Clinic is now compliant, and the organization has since hosted 3 off-site clinics. A dozen Metro Denver district superintendents are condemning the State Board of Education's order to reorganize a Commerce City school district. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State law allows the board to direct improvement plans if a district has low ratings for more than 5 years. Adams 14 has posted low ratings for 9 years. The order means the district's 6,000 students could be absorbed by bordering districts. The superintendents of nearby metro districts, including Denver, Cherry Creek, and 27J in Brighton, say the action demeans every student, parent, and staff member in the district. They ask the board to rescind the order. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says its staffers have captured the moose calf, who was orphaned after its mother attacked 2 hikers near Letterland earlier this week. The agency says the calf is likely less than a week old, and its ability to survive is unknown. Wednesday's moose attack was the 3rd one reported in the last 2 weeks. All of them involved mothers attempting to defend their calves. Right now in Denver, it's 88 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 86 and fair. In Colorado Springs, it's 84 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 99 degrees. This is CPR News.